Daf Lamed Ches, Perek Lamed, Chapter 30. So what we're focusing on here is the issue of how to get through to somebody emotionally when their hearts are plugged, when we lack feeling. Daf Lamed Ches, page 75. Eidzeis, here's one more Eitzah to unplug the heart. Eidzeis Yosim El Liboy. One more thing a person can drive home to their hearts. And that is Lekayim Maimer Razal, to fulfill the words of our sages in Pirkei Avos. They say Vahavish Val Ruach Bifnei Kol Ha'adam, that a person should be humbled, low of spirit, before every human being. Every Adam. Now, he's speaking to all of us. He's speaking to those of us who are of superior intellect, those of us who are of superior integrity, to those of us who are of superior popularity, and whatever mida, whatever we got going for us. Nonetheless, it says that we got to be Shval Ruach Bifnei Kol Ha'adam. So the question is, it doesn't say you should act humbly. You got to be the real thing. How can we bring ourselves, knowing our given set of talents, how do we do that in reality? So he's not going to leave a whole lot here unturned. This is going to be pretty tough. He's saying this has got to be in the truth of truths, bifnei kol ha'adam mamish, before every person, afilu bifnei kal shebekalim, even somebody who's a total lightweight, meaning somebody who is an avaryan, somebody who is a transgressor. And nonetheless, we are called upon to be shval ruach in front of them. So how do you do that? V'ayinu al pi maimer chazal. The way to do it is according to a different saying from our sages, and that is, "Al todin es chavercha ad shetegiyalim kaimei." That you never let it judge anybody until you have arrived in his place. What's the place business? Ki mekaimei goyrim loylachtoi, because his place is that which caused him to fall to sin. What do you mean? Because his work calls upon him to walk in the market all day, or to be one of the people who sits around with a bunch of empty-headed buffoons, and he's sitting in front of a computer screen and his eyes can see all forms of taiva. And the result of the fact that the eye sees is that the eye beholds, and then the heart desires. And the guy's heart is on fire with overcoming lust and desire. He's mamish, burning like an oven. So obviously a person who's got those kinds of, that set of temptations, is going to get into trouble, because look what he's got to deal with, look what he's got to put up with. So clearly that person is dealing in a huge disadvantage. Mashenkein, that is not the case of mi shohel b'shuk, somebody else who's walking in the marketplace ma'at. Alex, move over, drop some Mendel, can slide in there. Somebody who's in the marketplace just a little bit. This is a guy who gets to sit in the Bismedesh in the morning. He gets to sit in Bismedesh at night. He has all kinds of leeway. He could work from his home. He doesn't have to go among people who are dressed immodestly. He doesn't have to listen to shtus in the lunchroom at work. He doesn't have to look at the paper. He's free most of his time to deal with spiritual matters. And then, forget, most of the day he's able to sit at home in a peaceful, holy place. And what's more, okay, so you're going to say, well, that's not true. You're saying that that guy's got to be out all day among the goyim and work with all kinds of people who are drawing his attention. Well, I do also. I also work all day in the goyish world. I work in the marketplace as well. So, but Yochalias, turn the page, 76. It's entirely possible. She'ena mechomem kol kach b'tivay. Just maybe you don't have the same kind of passions and desires that that guy's got. He's got a very heated nature. Ki'ena yetzer shove b'chol nefesh. Critical words. No yetzer hara is equal among two people. Never judge anybody else. Who is it that one of the great leitzim says, never judge anybody else until you've walked 2 miles in their moccasins? Because there's several advantages. First of all, you're 2 miles away from them and you've got their shoes. So he says, never judge anybody else because you can never know what somebody else's trials and tribulations. You don't have nobody knows the makeup, the unique mixture of somebody else. He's referring back to the parak where he talked about that the reward is dependent upon how much a person is willing to exert themselves over and above their nature. Now, lest any one of us corrupt thinking, people are thinking, oh, thank God he's finding merit. For those of us who have very burning desires and we excuse our conduct based upon the fact that, yeah, nobody can judge me because, after all, nobody knows what I'm dealing with. Well, just hold it there, he says. Vini be'emes, but you want to know in truth. Gamisha mechumem mo'id b'tiva, even somebody who's got a terribly passionate nature. Upadisos ulias miyesh v'kronos kol yom, and he's got to sit in the break room all day with the low lives of society. Ein loy shum hisnatzlus al chatov. This is no excuse for the person's sins. Umikri rosh gomor, and he is called a totally, completely wicked person. Alasha ein pachad adikivle negedena, for the fact, A, that he allowed himself to pursue his eyes, that he wasn't afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and second, even if his eyes did see what he shouldn't see, ki hayu leili hisapek, he should have been able to restrain himself, velim shel al ruach tavosei, and to rule over his passions and desires, shel belibay that are in his heart, mipnei pachad Hashem arei kol ha'masev, if he really believed that Hashem was watching him, he would tremble in fear, k'moshe k'savti le'el, and why should this work? He can't help himself, he's in the middle of an emotional parent. But he throws in, because after all, the mind really does rule over the heart. It really all does depend on the mind. So, don't anybody think that you could use this as an excuse. But it is valid when it comes to judging others. This really is like a parenthesis. Nature. Mamash nature. Now, let's go back to this. To this issue of not judging people. Be'emes shehi melchama gedoyla ve'atzuma. He says, let's be real here for a minute. Acknowledge that it is an overwhelmingly difficult, tremendous battle. Lishbara yetzer habayir ke'esh lahava. We all know how difficult it is to break our evil inclination that burns like a furnace inside of us, mipnei pachad Hashem. Ukamay nesayin mamish. Every time we come upon a trial, a tribulation, we know how difficult it is. V'hilkach tzarich kol odam lefi mashu mikoymay madrigosay b'vaydes Hashem. So if we want to be honest, and you should make a mark in your Tanya here, because this is a very good point of sobriety. Every person, where we are at, meaning if we are judging ourselves by the standards of a 2-year-old, we're pathetic. We need to judge ourselves according to where we are in our madrega, in Avedis Hashem, lishka v'livchem ba'atzmai, to really take a hard look at ourselves. Imu Avid Hashem be'erech, are we serving Hashem? Don't stop judging ourselves by the people around us. Are we judging, are we serving Hashem according to our knowledge, according to our acquisition, according to our place in life? Ubchinis milchama atzume kazu, unisoyin kazeb, ubchinis vaasei toiv. And after all, do we put forth that kind of work when it comes to doing? Forget about, let's say, okay, we don't go where we're not supposed to go. We don't feel what we're not supposed to do. But what is our, what do our good deeds look like? They're pathetic. How about when it comes to davening? Bikavana, with intent. Can we pour our heart out before Hashem? B'chol koyach mamish, with all of our energy. Ad mitzui ha-nefesh, mamish, to the last drop of our soul. Uli hilochem im gufay v'nefesh ha-bahami shabay. And can we battle our body and our animal soul? Ha-mayni ma-kavana, that after all, they're the ones who get in the way of our being able to focus by davening. Can we go to war with them? B'milchama atzuma, with a real stark war. Ulevatcham, and to beat them down. Ulekasasam, and to squish them. Ka'afa koydem atvila shachris v'aris, before davening in the morning and at night. Midi yoyim b'yoyim, each and every day. And what about v'gam b'shas atvila? What about during davening? Forget about before davening. Like, okay, let's, what does our preparation for davening look like? But what about during davening? Liageyatz may be gias nefesh, vigias baser, k'meshechtev, the common barichas. Do we put forth the work in toil of soul and in toil of flesh, like I'm going to write about later on? So, yeah, we're judging. Stop judging ourselves compared to others and start judging according to what we should be able to do. Kol shleigia lidei midazu, and anybody who has not attained this level, to battle with their body, this serious battle, this person has done nothing to really get into the rink with their yetzer. Let's be real, guys. We haven't even started the fight. We haven't gotten into the rink with our Yetzer Hara, who's really burning. We haven't entered into the quarrel yet. He says, unless you think that we're okay, what about V'chem binyan birchas hamazon? Right, when we got the bencher open, we can't figure out if we're holding before benching or after benching. V'chol birchas hananin, or oh, did I say a bracha yet on that? You know, on that grape? Did I say a shahakol yet on my fish? V'amitzvus, or what about the brachas that we say over mitzvahs be kavana? Ve'ein tzorch lemer, he says, I don't even have to talk about kavanas ha-mitzvahs l'shman, the actual performance of the mitzvahs. What about, just in case anybody's still left standing, v'chein b'inyan esek limud ha-Torah, what about when it comes to the study of Torah? Lilmoid harbe yoyser mechefze v'ritzaynoi. Yeah, we each of us maybe put forth a little bit more effort than we're interested in, but do we really go over and above and beyond to do a lot more than our desire, the fitiva, more than our nature would like us to let us do, because we're really ready to go to battle? Can we get up the extra 15 minutes earlier or stay up the extra 15 minutes later to really go beyond what the comfort zone is? A person who learns a little bit more than their nature, that's just a small war. You can't compare it at all. You're comparing yourself, you, Mr. Tzaddik, are comparing yourself to that guy over there who's the Avaryan, who's the transgressor. Well, that guy's dealing with a Yetzirah that's burning like an inferno. And we can't even put in the extra 15 minutes of learning? And you're thinking you're better than him? Come on, get real. Of course he can't overcome his Yetzer. But who are you to judge him when you can't even get out of your comfort zone when it comes to a little bit of learning Torah? Therefore, whether we're speaking about in the area of veering away from evil, or we're speaking about the area of doing good, after all, Hakol hu mitzvos hamelech hakodesh yochid miyuchad baruch hu. Whichever way we cut it, they are both the command of the exalted God. Now, it's interesting. Rabbi Elkan, in his commentary here, talks about why he uses such a strange language. HaMelech HaKadosh Yochid HaMiyuchad. What's he trying to draw our attention to? And he says a very interesting thing. He says that many people throw themselves into mitzvahs that they like, things that make sense to them, things that are logical to them. And what we do with other stuff is we rationalize. Those are not the kinds of things that appeal to me. They don't talk to me there. And he says that the two types of mitzvahs in the world, you know, even if you're dealing with law, with regular legalese, there's things that are, you know, that the Senate and the Knesset can come up with because they're logical. And then there'll be cases where those logical things don't apply, so you don't have to do them. But then there's mitzvahs hamelach. They don't have to be logical. It's the command of the king. And you have no right judging whether or not it appeals to you or doesn't appeal to you. The king, who is kodesh u'mavdil and gives a command, is completely inconsequential as to whether or not you think you like it, you don't like it. It's mitzvahs hamelach. And that's what he's saying. Are we approaching mitzvahs in that regard? Like, or are we still sticking to the things that jive with our personality? We're five lines from the top on page Lamentes. Even in the area of veering away from evil, Yochel Kol Yish Maskil, any smart guy, can figure out Limtzei B'Nafshei She'en Esor Ligamrei Mehara Bakoil Mikoil Koil. The fact is that we really don't veer away from evil with the totality, with every aspect of our being. In a place where we really should be putting forth the awesome battle we were talking about before. He says, even if I'm not talking about the real extreme battle, the things that are so hard for us, let me give you a really easy example, he says. What happens if we're in the middle of a geshmaki conversation? This happened at supper tonight. Somebody was sitting at the table and began saying, and I said, no, I'm not going to say it. And then they stopped. They felt that it was bordering on Lashon Hara, and they stopped in the middle of the tracks. I was very impressed. Nice. Somebody was about to say something negative about somebody. Even if it's just a very small, not nice comment, Avshu Emes, even if it's true. And even if we're repeating it because we need to clean our own slate, the only way for us to get out of a situation is going to be by incriminating somebody else. Even so, you can't do it. He said about a certain get, I didn't write it. I didn't do it, Dad. Yehuda Chayta wrote it. Yehuda Nasi said to him, "Kalach me'lashon hara." Hey, cut it out. Walk away from that lashon hara. Wow. And that was true. And it was just an insignificant, small thing. And he needed to say it because he needed to clear his own reputation. Nonetheless, he was rebuked that it was lashon hara. Ukei gavne kam milid shriche tuva. And so too, there are so many examples. Especially to sanctify oneself in the area of the permissible, that's a biblical command. Last night at a Sheva Brachas, so there was a serious Ben Taira who repeated in the name of one of the Gedolim that the definition of Kedoshim Tiyu was that even things that are not mitzvahs, we still need to abide by Hashem's laws. I was so taken aback by that definition. And I wanted to ask somebody today if that's how they define the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. That even things that are not mitzvahs, we still have to abide by the rules set forth by Hashem. I don't think that's how we.
Good example.
What does that even mean?
Wolf. Hashem's
gonna
have
something.
Like what?
Daily life.
I'm not sure. It seemed to me to be a real downgrading of the mitzvah of Kedeshim Tiyo. When they're either Ramban, huh?
He wanted to push it. To push it. Push the boundary of it out.
Right.
Even the things, right?
The way I always learned is like he's learning it here. B'mutaloy l'kadesh atzmei. That's how the Ramban learns it. To sanctify oneself in the permissible. That we don't have to indulge in every permissible pleasure. So, you know, even what he's saying here is, even if you're a fully, totally observant Jew who never speaks Lashon Hara, who pushes themselves to learn as much as they can in every detail, whatever, but what does your Kedushin Tiyo look like? And that's a biblical command. What else? He adds, V'gam divrei Sofrim. What about the words of our sages? That oftentimes are more stringent than biblical law. Ella. Let's face it, guys. He says, you know why all of us walk around so smug, arrogant, comfortable with ourselves, judgmental, condescending? Oh, these are such good words that are coming to me. Why, he says, these are all parentheses here. Here's the bottom line. We're not evil. Ella, shekol, elu, all of these things that we just mentioned. And similar to these, these are issues, mitzvahs, things in life that we trample upon with our heels. You know why that language is huge? Why do Chazal use that term? Why does Hashem use that term? Because the heel has no feeling, it's dead skin. When we talk about mitzvah shadam dash be'akevav, there are mitzvahs for which we've already lost sensitivity. Vigam nasu keheter. They have become, in our eyes, permissible. You know why? Machmas sh'over v'shana. Because he's quoting a chazal here. Chazal say that if a person does an avera, and they repeat it once or twice, nasaloi keheter, we see it as no longer being a problem. Talking during Kaddish.
Is that person's called a heel?
Is that a language that's used?
I've heard that before, yeah.
So what happens is we no longer feel, we don't, it's not even among our list of problems because, oh no, we don't do that. You know, that's not part of our, you know, we don't keep that. I was in Baltimore this week, so somebody questioned it wasn't Chol Yisrael. It was a halachic issue.
What about the last part of benching? People always finish Yechasrinu.
Yeah, but there's Makaris for that.